AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court made another landmark ruling about a year after overturning Roe versus Wade. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court's conservative majority says race cannot be a factor in college admissions, realizing another long-sought conservative goal by striking down affirmative action in higher education. Chief Justice John Roberts says universities for too long have wrongly concluded a person's touchstone is the color of their skin. The ruling will force nearly all colleges and universities to reshape their admissions practices.
The court once again walked away from decades of precedent.
President Biden says he strongly disagrees with the ruling and is urging colleges to evaluate adversity overcome by applicants.
They should not abandon their commitment to ensure student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience that reflect all of America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Calvin Yang with Students for Fair Admission says the decision creates new opportunities.
It marks the promise of a new beginning, a resurgence of the principles of the American dream.
Yang's group filed the affirmative action lawsuits against Harvard and the University of North Carolina. There's a new law in Kansas preventing people who are transgender from altering their driver's licenses and birth certificates. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly issued a directive that allows agencies under her control to defy it. Showing surprising resilience in the face of higher interest rates, the government says the economy grew at a 2% annual pace from January to March. Martin Luther King Jr.'s sister, Christine King Ferris, has died. She was 95. The Department of Health and Human Services notified Congress of a data breach that could involve the information of more than 100,000 people. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 269 points. This is AP News. Gambling issues are sending some NFL players to the bench.
The NFL suspended three players indefinitely Thursday for violating the league's gambling policy, and a fourth was sidelined for six games. Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry of the Indianapolis Colts, along with free agent Demetrius Taylor, received indefinite suspensions through at least this season for betting on NFL games in 2022. Tennessee Titans right tackle Nicholas Petit-Frere was suspended for the first six games of 2023 for betting on NFL sports at the team's facility. He is eligible to participate in all offseason and preseason activities. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The monthly National Geographic will no longer be for sale on newsstands starting next year, part of cutbacks affecting the venerable magazine. It will offer special editions on newsstands. Newsstand sales of National Geographic account for a small percentage of its monthly circulation of just below 1.8 million copies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.